Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Smiley. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mack strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis juggles the ball. That's an error on Lewis. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Surhoff strikes out. There goes Hamilton. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Munoz hits a line drive beyond short. Fletcher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Larkin moves to second. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smiley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack strikes out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Gagne. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smiley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Munoz hits a line drive for a single. Larkin scores. Munoz moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laos is 0-for-1 in the game. Laos hits a line drive off the glove of Stubbs, and into shallow right field. Laos reaches second base with a double. Munoz scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gagne bunts towards the mound. Bosio fields it and throws to first for the out. Laos moves to third. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett takes first base on ball four. Knobloch moves to second. Mike Fetters now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knobloch moves to third. Puckett moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis is walked intentionally. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Seitzer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball four. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Harper and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Twins. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Munoz strikes out. There goes Larkin. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Laos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground for a single. Larkin moves to third. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack is hit by the pitch. Gagne moves to second. Jarvis Brown pinch runs for Shane Mack. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher misplays the ball. That's an error on Fletcher. Larkin scores. Gagne moves to third. Brown moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jarvis Brown now playing left field. Tom Edens now pitching. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field. Brown picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Surhoff moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Surhoff scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Twins. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stubbs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Ed Nunez now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Larkin strikes out. 1 out. Jim Austin now pitching. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Leos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gantner is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Gantner strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fletcher is 0-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive for a single. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Fletcher. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Fletcher steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos juggles the ball. That's an error on Leos. Fletcher moves to third. Gary Wayne now pitching. Daryl Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. There goes Molitor. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Daryl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hamilton is 0-3 in the game. Hamilton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gagne is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gagne strikes out. 1 out. Jarvis Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Knobloch is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Surhoff is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Yount is 0-3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive towards first. Larkin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bruce Ruffin now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Puckett is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis is 0-2 in the game. With 2 walks, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Harper is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive towards third. Seitzer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stubbs is 0-3 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seitzer is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Pat Listach pinch runs for Kevin Seitzer, Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Listach. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Listach steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gantner hits a pop-up towards short. Gagné misplays the ball. That's an error on Gagné. Dante Bichette pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bichette hits a line drive towards third. Leoz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Listach scores. Gantner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 5, Brewers, 5. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 4 in the game. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to third. Molitor moves to second. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.